Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of April, recording at 5:24 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, I said on the website the first thing I was going to do would be to talk about possible knock-on effects from the euro-dollar decline here. The euro is currently trading at 120 against the US dollar. That's down 136, and it has been a fraction lower. And as you know, that's carried the decline a little bit further. 120 is a level of psychological support, but following the downward dynamic by the euro on Friday, it certainly does need an upward dynamic to offset the implications of that move, and those implications being that dollar bears would be further squeezed, and that we would see the euro actually dip into the support beneath the 120 level. But this is a very tough call overall, because it's extremely hard to make a bull case for the US dollar other than short covering, and I think that's most of what we've been seeing of late. Now, in terms of knock-on effects, again, this is a very, very difficult subject, and I approach it more from a behavioral standpoint, because were the euro to fall quite sharply, and it has been edging downwards, which calms people's nerves a bit, but were it to head downwards quite sharply, in other words, were we to see a quite sharp US dollar rally, that could well lead to knee-jerk reactions in a number of other markets that are not necessarily logical. Now, one of them that would be logical up to a point is to see some softening in the commodity prices that have been so strong of late. And we see a bit of that in here today, although it's by no means completely across the boards. But that makes sense, because the dollar softness was a very big factor behind the initial stage of the move upward in metal prices and also prices for some of the soft commodities, although there the supply issue is a much bigger factor. Not that it's a small factor for the industrial metals in backwardations. But as I've also emphasized, that at this stage of the cycle, the dollar influence is a waning story for commodity markets. But nevertheless, it could cause quite a number of gyrations in what remain relatively thin markets, certainly compared to equities and bonds especially, and currencies. Now, another knee-jerk reaction is, how would the stock markets actually respond? Well, my hunch is that it might actually be a bit favorable for a while, and we see a little bit of that in here today, although a rally was already underway. But it could be favorable in the sense that the dollar weakness was regarded by many people as a crisis, and there have been far more talks about implications of a dollar collapse than of a dollar rally. So there might be a sigh of relief initially, although I question whether it would last, because then people would say, well, this isn't actually going to help the U.S. and economic recovery, although that's reasonably robust overall. Today, but people are very aware that this has been fed on the steroids of massive fiscal spending, unprecedented fiscal spending, and unprecedented credit creation. So those are the steroids, and therefore a dollar rally, were it to continue on short covering, would ultimately become, I think, destabilizing for Wall Street, and then to have a knock-on effect in terms of other stock markets. Bond markets, I suspect that it would be a little bit negative in here, because, well, certainly to any extent that people viewed a rising, again, it's complicated, but to the extent that people viewed a rising dollar as an indication that confidence was actually improving in the U.S. economy and improving regarding the employment situation and so on, then they would focus on interest rates, and that would continue the recent bearish trend that we've seen for these government bond markets. So, and in terms of other cross rates, certainly if the euro weakens, we would see other currencies weakening against the US dollar for certain. Now, as I said, this is a complex series of interrelationships, and very often the moves would not necessarily appear to be logical. Therefore, I would think that what you could pretty well count on for certain is some increased volatility, and that people would tend to reduce some of the positions they had been running, particularly leveraged positions, which could cause contra-trend or counter-trend reactions in a number of markets. Now, this is a theme that I've mentioned before, and one that I will certainly return to, but we should just bear in mind the overall background. It's not a bad thing. It's not, nor is it a particularly good thing. It's just something that would change thinking and therefore create some uncertainty in the markets, and we need to be on guard against that. Conditions can be choppy. Now, otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, there's no evidence that the stock market rally, this predictable stock market rally that was triggered by that big upward dynamic, I think Wednesday, what was it, about a week and a half ago, on the NASDAQ index, this is continuing. And we've had some good follow-through, very good follow-through. Generally, I'm pleased the way other markets have been picking up, the way the Indian market, the Sensex index, has been picking up, the way Thailand, which has certainly been one of my favorites, has had three powerful days on the upside in a row here. There isn't anything that's looking dodgy at the moment. So I think we're still set to see at least tests of the rally highs by most indices, and some of the Asian ones will be going on further into new high ground. Now, I have put up a chart of that amazing Tokyo Second Section Index. I mean, how often do we see a market move up 27 out of 28 days, which is exactly what it's doing, and it's approaching some psychological resistance and historic resistance near the 3,000 level, which no doubt will trip it up for a while, or I'd be awfully surprised if it didn't. But I think at this move, just underlines the fact that I've maintained really since last April that Japan's bear market proper, long secular bear market, is well and truly over. And of course, one of the things that made that a relatively easy call once the Nikkei stock average and the TOPIX registered failed downward breaks in late April of last year. They hit their lows on April 28th. And then rebounded quite strongly with upward dynamics. And what made it look different was the fact that the second section index was giving a very bullish prior, or had given a very bullish prior lead and was continuing to do so. Okay, that's all back history. What about now? I'm still running my long position there in the Nikkei futures. I noticed that oddly named Zero Inc., that Japanese share that was up 20,000 yen in here today to another new high, carrying it up over 200,000 yen. Very powerful move. Still looks okay on the chart. I'm happy to hold the Japanese funds that I have in my self-administered pension funds. I'm really glad to be way, way overweight in Asia as I remain. Now, elsewhere in bonds, again, I'm short. We're seeing some follow-through on the downside. We had a big hit on the downside in the JGBs today. Remember, I'd said that they'd rallied 4 days in a row, just creeping back up, and the pattern had been that they would do that and then get a downward dynamic. We had an additional downward dynamic, which raised a few eyebrows in Tokyo. U.S. bonds also are soft in here today, so they're continuing to follow through on the downside. Now remember, weak bonds here, that's well, obviously bearish for the bonds. I'm glad to be running these short positions, and we're having further evidence that this is all overall top formation development for bond futures, and I maintain that we're in the early stages, very early stages, of a secular bear market for government bonds, and the response in stock markets is likely to be favorable initially. But if the bonds get really weak, then it'll turn bearish. Or when bonds get really weak, it will turn bearish for stock markets. In the metals markets, they've been reined in here today. I'm awfully glad I didn't buy that copper in anticipation of an upside breakout. Remember, I talked about that on Thursday, and then on Friday I said, well, the euro's too weak in here. I'll hold off, and the copper's pulled back in here, down 480, just under the 130 cents level for the May contract as I speak. Now, palladium, which is no doubt getting a fundamental re-rating following that catalytic converter news that I posted last week, had shot up in the morning to 319, and then the dollar's rally pulled it right back to 305, and it's currently at 314, up 805, so showing incredible relative strength versus the other precious metals, which are all down, although silver is not much. It's only down 2.5 cents as I speak. And that's pretty much it. Have a splendid evening.